Lakeview Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News brief. Two Senate panels hearing evidence about Boeing, the jet maker in the crosshairs after a string of safety incidents. Javier DeLuis of MIT.
There exists a disconnect, for lack of a better word, between the words that are being said by Boeing management and what is being seen and experienced by employees across the company.
The Senate due today to take up the House impeachment of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. He was on CBS Mornings.
As they work on impeachment, I work in advancing the mission of the Department of Homeland Security. That's what I've done throughout this process.
The cleanup going on today from tornadoes in four Midwest states. Odyssey New York forecaster Craig Allen on today's trouble spots.
The general risk continues to spread all across the Great Lakes, the upper Mississippi Valley, on down through the Tennessee Valley and into the Deep South, almost to the I-10 corridor.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
This report is sponsored by Dogs and Cream. They have the hot dog game on lock. Go to WRJN.com and click the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's embattled top elections administrator just won two national awards for keeping elections safe and accurate. Megan Wolf is the administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. This week, she won the American Society for Public Administration's National Public Service Award. Back in March, the Election Verification Network gave Wolf its Public Service Award. About a dozen states are rolling back their child labor laws, and lawmakers in Wisconsin are trying to do the same. Labor leaders are pushing against it.
It's important for kids to get a good work ethic, but at the same time, these kids need to make sure that they are getting enough sleep, that they are able to participate in their school, and really making sure that that balance is there.
Stephanie Bloomingdale is president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRJN News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Investigators yesterday were back at Maxwell Anderson's home. He's the man charged in the death and disappearance of 19-year-old Sade Robinson. Robinson went missing after going on a date with Anderson earlier this month. He's currently in custody on a $5 million bond, facing charges related to Robinson's death. If you've got some old books, games, or movies, the Racine Public Library will take them. The library is currently accepting donations for their spring book sale. You can bring books, magazines, puzzles, or games to the first floor staff desk anytime the library is open. The spring book sale is set for next weekend at the library downtown. After a Racine County recount, Brett Nielsen has emerged as the winner of the County Board District 8 supervisor seat. The recount was requested by the incumbent Marlo Harmon. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WRJN News.
The Bucks are banged up. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks held practice, missing some key players. Giannis continues to rehab that calf muscle. Guard A.J. Green with a sprained ankle. Damian Lillard with a groin injury did not practice yesterday. Were players surprised Dame couldn't go despite playing Sunday in Orlando? Bobby Portis.
I mean, to start off, man, it wasn't a shock or anything that Dame said. I mean, it's, what, Tuesday and the game Sunday, so it's a long way away, so I ain't put too much stress on that. You know, I think we kind of blow things out of proportion too much.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
Yeah, we've done all the imaging and all that stuff, so he's good. I can tell you that.
Baseball, the Brewers lost last night to the Padres 6-3. The game started out with Brewers pitcher Wade Miley getting hit in the knee with a shot off the bat of Manny Machado.
I think that anytime you take a missile off your kneecap, I mean, that affects you. Most people wouldn't have stayed in the game.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct
care. Light scattered showers continue to trickle on and off throughout the afternoon. Winds are still a bit feisty, gusting up to 20 to 30 miles per hour. High temperatures will tap the 60s and fall to the low 50s for tomorrow with more scattered rain. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 65.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next show, I'm joined by Hundreds of Beavers director Mike Cheslick, Mrs. Roper's Romp fundraiser organizer Megan Bruckshin, and Mom and Dad's Nipple Factory director Justin Superstar.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to WRJN Racine, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenhoff. We are coming to you live across the state from Art Studio in downtown Waukesha, wherever you are in Wisconsin, across the country, around the world. If you're listening on the Civic Media app, you can always join the show. Call or text at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon continues to ruin. Coming up at 11:33, public service announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. She's going to be responding to a question we had from a listener from last week. And if you ever have a question for Dr. Hanks, you can email that to janesays@civicmedia.us.
She's doing one question, and then she's gone. I'm kidding. I don't know why I do
she'll,
this.
She'll answer questions.
I know. We have some questions for her.
Yes, we do. Yeah, absolutely. So she will be addressing those coming up at 11:33. And you are always welcome to ask a question of Dr. Hanks as well. We are going to start off, though, with, can you just go away? Please go away.
Or also known as, what's grinding Jane's gears today?
Aaron Rodgers is so annoying. He is.
Yeah, he is. And he has been for a long time. And I'm glad that the world is finally catching up to me.
He was on a podcast in March, at which time the former Green Bay Packer quarterback suggested that the AIDS epidemic of the 1980s was engineered by the director of the National Institute of Infectious Diseases with help from the federal government. Aaron Rodgers also said this was the blueprint for the COVID-19 pandemic, because both of those crises were handled by Dr. Anthony Fauci. I believe we have a clip.
Oh, great.
From Aaron Rodgers. Let's take a listen.
And if you do any, even a smidge of research, and I know I'm not a, you know, epidemiologist, I'm not a doctor, I'm not an immunologist, whatever the, I can read though, right? And I can learn and look things up just like any normal person. You know, I can do my own research, which was so vilified, you know, yeah, to even question authority.
Okay, Aaron.
There's so many things about that, though, that string of sounds coming out of his stupid mustached face.
I'm not an epidemiologist. I'm not a doctor. I'm not an immunologist. I can read, though. And I can learn and look things up just like any normal person. I can do my own research, which is so vilified to even question authority. Now, I don't have a problem with people questioning authority.
I do it all the time.
Right?
Yeah.
I think we do that multiple times a day.
Yeah.
Even multiple times a day on this show. However, I do think that people who have decades of experience in one particular field might actually know a little bit more than you who just can look stuff up and do your own research.
Yeah, the whole thing of, I'm questioning authority. All right, well, authority has told us. Authority has 20, 30, 40, 50 years of experience in the field you're questioning. I feel like question time is over.
Calvin?
Well, and another thing is, there are
academic journals and papers and research that I'm not going to say is completely inaccessible online, but it's not really available for laypersons. I know from going to college, we had databases that the college subscribed to where we could read journals from that were not available just by Googling.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. To think that he had, just to think that, I don't know, it's the arrogance that he assumes that he has access to all of this information that will answer all his questions when Calvin said, too, we're talking about peer-reviewed studies and things like that, that aren't just available to the general public.
And I don't know what it is. Well, no, I know what it is. So as someone who has lost someone to AIDS, and I know people who've lost friends and family to AIDS, to make such a blanket statement based in no reality, no research, nothing of substance, and then try to tie it, because he only said it so he can make a comment about COVID-19. Because that's the thing. That's his big problem.
He's still grinding about that.
He wants to pile some more blame on Anthony Fauci. I don't think that's the big problem. And if you're saying that, then you know nothing about the history of AIDS, the history of the medical profession in this country with AIDS. You know nothing about this, Aaron Rodgers. Shut your stupid mouth.
Appearing on this podcast in March, Aaron Rodgers, as you said, Greg, tried to connect Dr. Fauci's handling of the AIDS epidemic to the government's response to COVID-19. Quote, but that was the game plan back then. Create an environment where only one thing works. Back then it was AZT. Now remdesivir, until we get a vaccine. Remdesivir being an antiviral medication that stops the virus that causes COVID from growing in the body. He claimed Fauci had a stake in the Moderna vaccine, offered no evidence to support this or any other claims he made during the episode.
Jane, he's just questioning authority.
And that's fine.
And he's done his research.
I just find it amazing the self-confidence it takes.
Yeah.
And is self-delusion the right word? To think that you are far smarter than anybody else in the room.
I think that's the thing is that confidence then bleeds into delusion. There are people out there who have confidence and they speak highly on topics. You might not like them. Bill Clinton's got a lot of confidence. And when he stands at a podium, he speaks with great knowledge on many things. Because he reads and he takes in information from people smarter than him.
Why, he talks to experts.
Exactly. What Aaron Rodgers has is confidence because he can do one thing well. Well, last season we didn't see it so well. He hurt himself, so he did really good at that. Being surrounded by people who love him and tell him nothing but yes all the time.
Right, and you're so great. You're so wonderful. Smart.
And he probably said one thing, and be like, I wonder about the COVID vaccination. And then a bunch of people got around him, and it just turned into delusion.
Well, and they feed each other then, right? It just feeds itself.
And to keep yourself in that bubble, to both be on those podcasts, and to not care what people think, so you can just go on television, go in the paper, and go on podcasts and say things like, I think the government created AIDS and the COVID vaccination, and Dr. Fauci is a part of this because he's making billions. This goes back to my thing I've said before over and over again, and I want to get someone on the show to talk about this. There has to be consequences for speech. I believe in free speech. I do. But when your words are influencing people to do bad things, to believe things that are untrue, and those lead to poor actions, there has to be some responsibility. I'm not even saying jail or you can't talk ever, but this kind of poison, he just gets to keep saying it.
Well, and you put a target on Dr. Fauci's back.
Yeah.
Who's been dealing with this for, you know, the last, 4 years?
Yeah.
Another athlete, former athlete, speaking out. Former Milwaukee Bucks star Kareem Abdul-Jabbar decided to weigh in on the U.S. Senate race here in Wisconsin. So we have junior Senator Tammy Baldwin up against California guy Eric Hovde. And, of course, Eric Hovde recently famously said that people in nursing homes, you're going to die soon. You don't really need to vote. Calvin, let's play that clip.
I'm not going to spend my time talking about 2020.
Oh, good.
Do I believe the election was stolen?
What?
No, but did things happen in that election that were very troublesome? Absolutely. And I can point them out right here in Wisconsin. We had Zuckerbucks come into Democratic cities in a big way to
not
push out
accurate.
Working with cities to push out Democratic
talk.
Votes. We had nursing homes where the sheriff of Racine investigated where you had 100% voting.
No charges
in nursing
were ever
homes.
Filed.
Well, if you're in a nursing home, you only have 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
So Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the 6-time NBA MVP, on his Substack account featured Hovde's comments and said, is this the guy who should be a senator? What's troubling here is his desire to take away the rights of people who have spent a lifetime contributing to this country based on one physical attribute, their age. Even if there was some fraud, the goal should be to uncover it, not to deny everyone in nursing homes the chance to vote. And again, there were no charges filed in that instance in Racine at that nursing home that California guy mentioned.
California landowner Eric Hovde?
Lake Sitter.
Lake Sitter.
Lake Sitting Axe Thrower.
Ice Diver.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, I mean, also, like, I want to know the again, Eric Hovde, I personally don't believe Eric Hovde believes that the 2020 election was stolen. I just don't. I don't even think he believes in those points he can talk about. He doesn't care. He's a rich white dude from California. If Trump's president, he's rich. If Biden's president, he's rich. He's just got to do the thing that also Mike Gallagher failed at so hard, was trying to appeal to that conservative left or right that's loony and conspiracy theory based. Eric Hovde doesn't have the knowledge nor the buy-in to do it. So he has to start like, I can tell you some things. It's you're just a fake. You suck at this. Good on you, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
When the pandemic started in 2020, poll workers who are special voting deputies were barred from entering nursing homes because of the pandemic, and that left residents with guidance from nursing home workers. There were a number of allegations. This is from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, leading to an investigation by the county sheriff, and no charges were ever issued. Tom from Madison is on the line. Good morning, Tom. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, Eric Hovde is my favorite completely out of touch politician, especially when it comes to seniors. And then, of course, I don't know if you covered his comments about liquor as well.
Oh, yes.
Commercial liquor should not be allowed. You should just make your own, and that's about it. And I just wonder what the Tavern League thinks of that.
Yeah, that had to make them with a big cringe for the Tavern League in Wisconsin. Thank you so much, Tom. And hey, let's get together and we'll build stills. We'll have a still building party, and it'll just be a ball.
We had a text come in, Jack from Merrimack. He said, in my opinion, Aaron Rodgers is suffering from lingering effects of too many concussions caused by too many sacks. That may be the case. I don't, usually leads to more violent behavior, not just open mouth stupidity and sewage. But, hey.
Oh, just go away.
I'm just challenging Jane, questioning authority.
You're just questioning the football authority. All right, stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. We're coming to you across the vast Civic Media Radio Network.
She gets mad and she starts to cry. She takes a swing, man. She can't hurt. She don't mean no.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turned 26. Now, that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Daddy wasn't even doing a bit. Then he car wheeled around the room and slow danced with a cleaning lady. He was a one-man party. You know I'm talking about my friend Chris Farley.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board. You can always join the show at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. We are going to talk about Madison native Chris Farley in just a minute, but we're going to wrap up our conversation about Aaron Rodgers going on
We need a name for him. I got like Don Snorleone.
A good nickname? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, all right. We'll work on that. You can send in your suggestions, 855-756. Talking about how the COVID pandemic was a playbook from the HIV crisis in the 80s, and he's done his own research, and he is just questioning authority, and yeah, okay. Mark from Prairie du Sac is on the line. Good morning, Mark. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing okay. As someone who actually had to spend some time in a rehab facility / nursing home, you know, coming out of the hospital a couple of times, that I can tell you that not everybody there is on their last legs, that some people are just there for on a temporary basis, that you know, for some form of recovery,
right,
or something. Yeah. So, you know, so Hovde doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. As far as Aaron Rodgers, I'm as qualified to talk about being a quarterback as Aaron Rodgers is to talk about, you know, disease treatment, or, you know, disease epidemiology. Because right. I certainly don't know anything about being a quarterback. That aside from watching the football games, I mean that. I don't know what happened to the guy's brain. He must have got sacked a few too many times. I think his brain got banged a little too many times, and I think maybe he is suffering from, you know, post COVID infection as well. Because that can affect people's brains as well. That the guy used to be very popular. I mean, that he used to have the good gig doing the State Farm commercials.
Yep.
Lost that with all this
nonsense
that he's talking about.
God, he was our sweetheart.
Thank you so much, Mark. Really appreciate it. You're right. I mean, and Jack from Merrimack said the same thing. I think Rodgers is suffering from the lingering effects of too many concussions. Wes from Middleton texting in, read what, Aaron? What kind of evidence are you basing your own research on? Take one college-level research class and you will quickly learn you can find a study that backs up anything you want to prove. And that's assuming his research is reading studies and journal articles, not watching YouTube conspiracy videos.
And that's what I was talking about earlier in the show. It's like, you want to give us information on the number for crimes, the percentage of, you want Aaron Rodgers, you want to give us information on this? That's fine. Present your findings. What studies? What papers?
Cite some experts.
What experts are you talking to? I want to, like, if there is a conspiracy, if there is something going on that we're not knowing about, you have the undeniable proof, please let us know.
Oh, yeah.
I want to know that information. But when you just say, I do my own research, that means nothing to me. I do my own research, too. I know way too much about Pink Floyd.
Okay. Joe McClear, our friend in Appleton, me in 2010. Why is Aaron Rodgers estranged from his family? I feel so badly for him. Me in 2024. Oh.
Yeah. It's... Mm-hmm. When someone told me that they didn't get along, I'm like, I don't know why they don't get along. And everyone wanted to, and everyone in the society we live in wanted to blame Olivia Munn. They wanted to blame her for the fact that they were estranged.
Right.
Guess what? They didn't start hanging out once they broke up. So, yeah. Perfect. Perfect message, Joe.
That came in McClear. Oh, Mr. McClear. Yes. All right. Moving on to Chris Farley and something a little bit lighter. There's going to be a movie about Madison native and Marquette University alum Chris Farley. Hollywood News Deadline reporting, a script based on the Chris Farley Show, a biography in three acts written by Farley's brother, Tom Farley Jr., is being shopped around Hollywood.
Hmm.
Actor Paul Walter Hauser, who won an Emmy this year for playing a killer in Blackbird, is set to play Chris Farley. Actor Josh Gad would direct, and Saturday Night Live Godfather Lorne Michaels producing.
That's a movie with blessings if I've ever heard. I mean, you got a Farley writing it, Lorne Michaels producing it, and Josh Gad, who I believe has hosted at least once, and the gentleman I can never remember his name you just mentioned,
Tanner playing, Colby.
Yeah, he is so good. He was in that movie about the Atlanta bombing, where they accused him.
Yep.
He is a great dramatic actor. He's a great comedic actor. And I imagine he will throw himself, no pun intended, throw himself into the role of this. I am not the biggest fan of biopics just because I'd much rather watch a 6-hour documentary about Chris Farley than a movie where I'm having to sit there and go, oh, what did they shave out of this story? What's the real truth? You know, and I'm not saying I won't see it. I will see it.
Yeah.
But I'm leery, but very interested. I will, you know, I'm excited by who they at least have cast right now. So,
and there's so much material to work for. We have a montage of a couple clips of Chris Farley from Saturday Night Live. Calvin, let's take a listen to that.
Welcome to the Chris Farley Show. I'm Chris Farley. My guest tonight is one of the greatest musicians, rock musicians. I guess songwriter ever. Remember when you were with the Beatles?
Sure.
That was awesome.
Hey, Denise, look how many chops I polished off.
Wow.
Take a gander.
That's a lot of chops.
Yeah, there's more where that came from. Oh, yeah? Check out this. Snack bar, Lambeau Field. I was scalded by the cheese of a flaming hot nacho.
Now that's my kind of guy.
Now, as your father probably told you, my name is Matt Foley, and I am a motivational speaker. Now, let's get started by letting me give you a little bit of a scenario of what my life is all about. First off, I am 35 years old, I am divorced, and I live in a van down by the river.
Some of the best of Chris Farley from Saturday Night Live. If you've never seen it, go to YouTube, put in Chris Farley, Patrick Swayze, Chippendales. You will die laughing.
He was ours.
And he was he put all of himself into everything. He really did.
He was one of those stars on Second City who rose so fast because he showed up. He's like, I want to be on the main stage. And then he showed them what he had. And they're like, get on the main stage. And him and John Candy, two of the most tragic deaths, in my opinion, in comedy.
Gone far too soon.
Oh my gosh, the roles they would have played.
The Chris Farley Show, a biography in three acts, being shopped around Hollywood, so hopefully that will be coming to a movie theater near us all very, very soon. All right, news is coming up next, and then when we return, Dr. Laura Hanks will be here for our public service announcement. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
We laughed our balls off all night long, all because of Farley. But a few months later, the party came to an end. We flew out to Madison to bury our friend. Nothing was harder than saying goodbye, since watching Chris's father have his turn to cry. Hey, buddy, life's moved on, but
you're listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
This report is sponsored by Blue River CrossFit, dynamic workouts for all ages.
Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Four people with disabilities are suing for easier voting in Wisconsin. The group wants the Wisconsin Elections Commission to let them vote electronically. Wisconsin doesn't allow it, but 13 other states do. Electronic absentee voting for Wisconsin residents is only for military or overseas voters. Governor Evers says people dealing with PFAS in their water for years are tired of politics. Evers scolded Republicans yesterday for not coming to a special meeting of the Joint Finance Committee to approve $125 million for PFAS cleanup.
More people are going to suffer in the state of Wisconsin, and that's a huge mistake on their part. Huge mistake.
Republicans say Evers should have signed the PFAS bill they sent him this spring instead of vetoing it. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRJN News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Getting rid of 794 has a big backer. In his inauguration speech yesterday, Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson said he's in favor of reconfiguring 794. He said he supports converting a part of the elevated freeway into a boulevard. The Rethink 794 organization agrees, saying it'll improve connectivity between downtown, the historic Third Ward, and it'll stimulate economic development. The man hit and killed by a garbage truck in Burlington was from Waukesha. Police have identified the Pizza Ranch employee killed Monday as 34-year-old Jake Zappa. A social media post from the restaurant says Zappa was part of the marketing team. At this point, investigators say a garbage truck was reversing in the Pizza Ranch parking lot when it collided with Zappa, who was walking towards his parked car. It doesn't appear the driver will be charged with anything. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WRJN News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Like father, like sons, James McCartney and Sean Ono Lennon are making music together. The sons of the famous Beatles collaborated on a song called Primrose Hill. The guys both have solo careers that have seen modest success. Paul McCartney recently shared the new song on his social media. Both men come from homes with famous fathers and loving but tone-deaf mothers. Pamela Anderson will join Liam Neeson in the reboot of Paramount's Naked Gun. Anderson might seem like a strange addition to this satirical comedy, but she has chops. She poked fun at herself in the 2017 Baywatch film and was also in Scary Movie 3. And Liam Neeson, of course, always has a wisecrack just before blowing a bad guy who threatened his family's brains out. The untitled project from Paramount is expected to be completed in time for a June 18th, 2025 release. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Fans, here's your quick trip to the ballpark.
Light scattered showers continue to trickle on and off throughout the afternoon. Winds are still a bit feisty, gusting up to 20 to 30 miles per hour. High temperatures will tap the 60s and fall to the low 50s for tomorrow with more scattered rain. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
This report is sponsored by the Lanes on 20. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Pottawatomie. For more details, visit paysbig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays.
When Earl Ingram.
Join me Thursday morning at 9 a.m. We'll go in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar to answer your questions. You won't want to miss it.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
The following content is not intended as medical advice. Always consult your own physician, pharmacist, or healthcare professional for your own healthcare concerns.
Down inside, he says there's nothing really wrong with me. I'm just missing my man. So, honey. Please.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Calvin. Coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join the show. Call or text at 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. She joins us every Wednesday. Every Wednesday, yes, it is a Wednesday. At this time, from 11:30 to 12, Dr. Laura Hanks is here for public cervix announcement. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Hanks. I wanted to start off and find out, your parents were concerned about your first appearance last week. I'm wondering what their review was.
High review, 10 out of 10.
Mom and Dad were happy.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago, and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and brisket on the weekends. Cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun, yes, grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Difference. We Energies. Boucher Automotive Group. Tri-City National Bank. Your local carrier dealers. SVA. A professional services company.
Get up! Get out of here and way gone!
Cannon and Dunphy. Loyal Family Renovations. Lakeland University. Lynch Automotive. Z-Bart. And Network Health. I'm the home of the Brewers. 620 WTMJ.
Al Feckler, attorney at Cannon and Dunphy.
I'm often asked, what happens if I have a pre-existing condition when I get injured? The most important thing I tell our clients is that you can't deny the pre-existing condition. Just be honest. Being truthful matters. If you're wrongly injured and you've had a pre-existing condition, you have to be able to talk about how the new injury is different.
To learn more, go to the Cannon and Dunphy website or see Al on Instagram.
We Energies want you to keep this important safety message in mind. Before you start digging, planting, or landscaping on your property, call 811 to have underground utilities marked. Calling 811 at least 3 business days before you plan to dig will help you know what's below and can prevent a hazardous situation. Our representatives will mark the underground utilities on your property for free. So remember, stay safe and call before you dig.
We Energies. People you can trust. Energy you can depend on.
Hi, it's John Reitz from Great Midwest Bank, and as a community bank, we sincerely appreciate our customer loyalty. Over nearly 90 years, we've done all we can to return the favor. Great Midwest Bank offers flexible solutions that bigger banks and credit unions simply can't, because our entire team is right here in the community. We love helping our neighbors when we're at work, and then catching up over the weekend. Visit us at greatmidwestbank.com. Great Midwest Bank, your simply local equal housing lender.
A recap after every single Bucks game in 6 minutes. Bucks in Six, a Bucks Plus audio production. Find it at bucks.com/plus on the Bucks app or anywhere you get your podcasts.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, as the Brewers and Padres getting set to wrap up this three-game series here this afternoon. And Josh mentioned it in the open, bit of a bullpen day today for the Brewers. Bryce Wilson is going to get the start. The Brewers also brought up Tobias Myers from AAA Nashville. They sent down Jared Koenig, who pitched well in relief the last couple of nights. So some shuffling of the deck, if you will, for the Brewers from a pitching standpoint. But with an off day tomorrow, they'll give that extra rest to Freddy Peralta and try to piece this thing together with some of the arms in that bullpen.
There we go. Yeah, good morning, Lane. It is hard to fathom that Tobias Myers doesn't figure into the pitching plans this afternoon in some way, shape, or form because of the fact that Bryce Wilson's probably going to give you about three, maybe four innings most. And everybody else had to work a lot over the first two games of this series. So it's a name that Brewers fans are going to get to know. Tobias Myers, guy that was just signed as a minor league free agent a couple of years ago, he's had a lot of strikeouts when he's pitched in Biloxi and in Nashville. So he's flashed some really good stuff down on the farm, and we'll see what he does here this afternoon if he gets into his first major league game.
Yeah, we've had a chance to see Tobias Myers a lot the last couple of spring trainings. Good stuff. And a guy that is certainly capable to give the Brewers some outs if they go to him at some point over the course of this game here today. Michael King gets the ball for the Padres. He's had some mixed results, to say it nicely, to start his Padres career. He's 2-0 with a 4.19 ERA, but he's given up six home runs over his first three starts of the year. Brewers and Padres, will chat with the manager, Pat Murphy, when we return after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball is brought to you by Sitco, Miller Lite, American Family Insurance, Usinger's Famous Sausage, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Fleet Farm, Woodman's Food Market, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Curbless Ready-to-Drink Cocktails, Island Resort and Casino, Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Wisconsin Biofuels, Cedar Crest, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, and Wisconsin Laborers District Council on the Brewers Radio Network.
Dear baseball fans, Toyota's 2024 lineup is a grand slam. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility player that's not afraid to get dirty. On deck, the roomy Highlander, followed by the fuel-efficient Corolla. Next up is our slugger, the rugged new Tacoma. And rounding out the order, the stylish Camry. For more, visit toyota.com or your local Toyota dealership. Toyota. Let's go places.
Save big money at Menards and start your next project today. Countertops are the center of a home. From elegant to everyday options with easy installation that you can do yourself and durability that will last for years to come. Transform everyday spaces into gathering places with custom craft countertops from Menards. Visit our kitchen showrooms in store or go to Menards.com for free design estimates today. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, the Pat Murphy Show, brought to you by Concordia University. Whether you're looking to grow in your current role or enter a new field at Concordia, you'll learn from experts and grow your professional network. Visit cuw.edu to learn more about business, healthcare, teaching, and STEM programs starting soon. Concordia University, live uncommon. Murph, the last couple of nights really just come down to one inning, and there's been soft contact in those innings, some strange things happen over 162. You've been around this game for so long, you understand that's baseball. But I think in both cases, you have to be really pleased with the way the team has competed and put themselves in position late to try to extend the game or get themselves on top.
No question about it. You know, this is a tough stretch. We're playing really good teams that are way more experienced than we are. And we face three really good pitchers, Musgrove, Cease, and obviously Corbin Burnes in our last three. And we have been in a position to win at the end, or at least tie the game or still compete to the very end. So I'm proud of our guys. We just keep going. That's what this whole thing's about. Just keep competing and good things will happen.
You mentioned Cease was really good last night, but you were able to get five walks against him. Does that speak to the
quality of the at-bats, even though the pitcher is executing a lot of good pitches, your guys are in there on every pitch.
It wasn't easy for him. Even though he had a lead 4-1, it wasn't easy for him. He felt it. We didn't get the ball fall our way last night, but they know they were in a battle.
You've been able to get Jared Kane again a couple of times now. I've been impressed with the way he's thrown the ball for you in his two outings.
That's another example of the front office going out and acquiring players that may, don't have a household name yet. But that young man had a great spring training. He deserves his chance in the major leagues, and he's going to get many of them. Yeah, I agree with you. He was great last two nights.
And stuff is really good. If you really pay attention to the stuff, it looks like really good stuff.
Yeah. The guys today, Blaine, I mean, there's so many young pitchers that have incredible stuff today. Yeah. And it's housing it, being able to perform game time, getting through that whole adjustment and breakthrough to the big leagues. And then it's being able to execute pitch to pitch. And that's a process. It takes a while. It's not just about stuff.
Back with more with Murph after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, Cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and brisket on the weekends. Cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun, grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Your little Brewers fans who the real pests are. Safeway Pest Management keeps your home clear of creepy crawlies so your family can focus on cheering on the crew. With over 65 years of family-owned service, they're Wisconsin through and through. So call 262-679-4422 now for a free quote and get back to those bleachers bug-free. And remember, it's Brewers and Safeway Pest Management for the win.
WTMJ.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Brewers and Padres finishing up this three-game series this afternoon. And Murph, you'll go with Bryce Wilson to start today, but probably lean on that bullpen a little bit over the course of the day today. This is going to be something that you'll have to do from time to time with all these games that you've had scheduled out here through this first 6 weeks of the season.
No question. I mean, it's no secret. We don't have an established rotation. Hopefully that'll come to fruition here with guys getting healthy and that type of thing. But right now, we piece it together. We do what we can, and we try to stay alive. And then when the time comes, we'll hit our streak and we'll really roll. But it's about competing. It's about being ready every day. And that's something that I'm taking total solace in, that, like, you know what? These guys come and compete every night.
You know, you've mentioned it a couple of times. The depth is being tested. Luckily, the Brewers have always done a good job of acquiring a lot of depth in the offseason to put themselves in position to manage their way through some of these situations. But do you see internally in the clubhouse guys taking this on as a challenge, understanding that this isn't the way we want it to be, but we can take this and try to get closer and grow together as a result of it?
I mean, I think that's hopefully what they're all thinking. But, you know, it's when you get in the big leagues and you haven't been there very long and you want to stay, you kind of take care of your own house. Yeah. You know what I mean? But the message has been sent, and they understand it. If you're going to play here, you got to compete. And it's not just, it's silver lining and, moral victories. No, there's victories. And then there's competing, and they both have to happen. So it's one, it's not just good enough just to compete and then lose. We got to compete and win. And that sounds harsh, but that's what it takes to be at the top level.
Murph, we appreciate it. Good luck today.
Thank you so much.
Pat Murphy with us here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. We're back with more after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
It's our lowest prices of the season at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Right now, shop unbeatable deals on the things you need for spring. Like select sizes of Meow Mix cat food, just $16.99. Get a free bag of Estate Garden Fertilizer when you buy new Estate Premium 4-in-1 Lawn Treatment. Assorted brake pads, rotors, and suspension parts, 20% off. And 50-pound bags of Diamond Crystal Natural Solar Salt, $5.99 each. Don't miss our lowest prices of the season in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
No matter where you're headed, Sitco is a good place to start. Whether you're off to the ballpark, dog park, or amusement park, driving range or drive-in theater, Saturday morning soccer or Sunday brunch, Sitco top-tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going and keeps your engine running cleaner and smoother along the way. Whether you're traveling near or far, when you start with Sitco, you're good to go.
Members of Liuna are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting LiunaWisconsin.org. LIUNAWisconsin.org.
Wednesday matinee at American Family Field. It's the Padres and the Brewers. Game 3 of the series in the homestand is coming up. Keys to the game are presented for you by Toyota. Visit your local Wisconsin Toyota dealer to check out Toyota's incredible lineup like the all-new Tacoma, Grand Highlander, and RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Big key for the Brewers, avoid the big inning. The reason they've lost the first couple of games here against San Diego, it was that six-run inning that the Padres had on Monday and a four-run first inning off of Wade Miley last night. Other than that, it's been a pretty even series. So for Bryce Wilson at the outset and whoever follows him out of that bullpen, try to avoid the big crooked number. This is a very good San Diego offense that we've been seeing here. Continuing along, let's get you today's injury report. It's presented by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. No injured list stints new to report today for the crew. However, if you take a look at it now with Christian Yelich on the injured list yesterday and the pitching issues that they've had, J.B. Bukauskas, Trevor McGill out of the bullpen lost early in the season with Jacob Junis, a starting pitcher still out. The depth is really being tested for this Brewers team just about 3 weeks into the season. And today they have called up Tobias Myers. We talked about that at the outset here of the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Guy who's been a starting pitcher with Nashville this year has put up very good numbers at AAA. Myers joins the bullpen to help provide a little bit of depth behind Bryce Wilson here this afternoon. When we come back here, it's time to visit with a man who's made a good first impression over his first few weeks with the Brewers, Jake Bowers. Had a big RBI hit last night. He's back in the lineup today for Pat Murphy. And we'll talk to and meet Jake Bowers when we come back. It's the Brewers and the Padres coming up on the Brewers Radio Network.
Truck drivers deserve a carrier that's invested in their safety and comfort. At Schneider, drivers use newer industry-leading equipment that keeps them moving forward. Our trucks are spec'd with the latest safety features and amenities that keep drivers comfortable any time of year. Plus, while you're out on the road, Schneider's nationwide facility network offers secure parking and amenities to make your life easier. Upgrade to a better driving job with better equipment. Search jobs near you and apply at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
It's time to clear the air. When you use ethanol in your vehicle, it burns cleaner than regular fuel. But it does more than that. It's better for your engine. It's more affordable. And it supports farmers right here in Wisconsin. And really, don't we all deserve cleaner air? The Wisconsin Biofuels Association encourages you to do your part. Fill up with unleaded 88. It's better for all of us. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
Brett Eckstein, attorney at Cannon and Dunphy.
The question I most often get after someone's been wrongly injured is, will my case go to trial? The answer, most cases settle out of court. And that's the goal at Cannon and Dunphy if you've been wrongly injured. The fact is, at Cannon and Dunphy, we prepare every case for trial because often insurance companies are unreasonable. And that's how we win for our clients.
If you've been wrongly injured, learn more by going to the Cannon and Dunphy website or check them out on Instagram.
Back on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, as we welcome on one of the newest members of the crew, and he's made a big impact here in the first couple of weeks. First baseman Jake Bowers joins us. Welcome to the team, belatedly, first of all. How's it been so far for you, a couple of weeks into your first year here with this club?
Yeah, thank you, first of all. And then, it's been good so far. I'm enjoying myself, having fun. I mean, anytime you can show up to work and be having a good time, it's always a positive thing. So I'm kind of embracing that.
This is a team that went out and got you for the reasons that you've been playing. Great defense at first base, providing some thump in the middle of the order. What did they tell you when they brought you in?
I mean, basically they just said they wanted me to come in and be myself and compete and, you know, help the team win. And so, I mean, I think that's also ultimately the goal any place that you are, is you want to help the team win. So anytime I'm in there, I'm just trying to impact the game in some way.
Tell me about the clubhouse as you've tried to integrate yourself in amongst a whole bunch of new teammates. How has that process gone for you? It seems like this is a pretty tight-knit group. Am I right in that?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think for me, a lot of the bonding is really done early before things are kicking off, and then late after, you know, games have ended and stuff like that. So I always try to just make it a point to try and get in early just to try and hang out with whoever's around, and then maybe stay a little bit later and, you know, same thing, just hang out, talk, kind of get to know guys a little bit outside of baseball and, you know, get to know who guys are. And so I kind of enjoy that process, and I mean, everything's been great.
Your defense at first base has been terrific so far. Pat Murphy's gone out of his way to compliment you on that. Tell me about the pride you take in that part of your game. I know first base hasn't always been your primary position too, so how have you gotten to that point where that's become such a strength?
I think I was always most comfortable at first base, but being able to play the outfield really kind of kept me in the big leagues for longer than maybe I would have stayed if I couldn't go out there and play the outfield. But being back at first base full time, it really just kind of gives you a sense of consistency, being able to go out there and get your work in every day, which leads to being comfortable in game, which leads to being able to make plays and help guys out. And yeah, that's something I definitely take pride in. I mean, anytime you pick a guy up, it feels good not only helping the team but also helping individual guys keep errors off the stat book. So it is definitely something I take pride in. I work hard and just got to keep the consistency in the work in order to keep the consistency in the play.
Jake Bowers, our guest here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Speaking of first base, you've been sharing time with Reese Hoskins. What's your relationship been like with Reese?
Oh, it's been good. It's been great. We played against each other in the International League back in 2017, so kind of knew him a little bit, just having a conversation here or there when one of us is on first base. So to get to be able to be his teammate, it's been good. Yeah, he's a great dude, and we enjoy hanging out together.
How important is it for you to be consistent at the plate, to get consistent at bats? How important is it to be out there as much as you possibly can with the bat in your hands?
Yeah, I mean, I think just naturally being a competitor, you want to play every day. That's not the case for everybody. I'm certainly one of those guys. I have been in the past, and I am right now. So I think, honestly, the edge that you can gain is mental. If you can get yourself in a spot where you can accept the role that you're currently in and try and be ready regardless of when you are playing or when you're not playing, I think there's an edge to be gained there. And so that's really kind of what I'm working on right now, is just trying to be ready all the time.
Great stuff. Jake, thanks so much. And again, welcome to the crew.
I appreciate it.
Jake Bowers, our guest here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. It's time to step aside, but when we come back, we've got starting lineups. You're listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavors. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, south of Carthage College.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Potawatomi. For more details, visit facebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor.